Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you have any correspondence or prayer requests you would like to share with the WIBR Warn Radio, you can go to our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can follow us on these social sites, Sayscape, by using Watchman IS216. Telegram is WIBR Warn Radio. USA.life is Warn Radio. MeWe is Dana Smith 2, the number 2. Cloud Hub, you can find us on Cloud Hub, Tumblr, LinkedIn with the Watchman, you can find us on Pure Social and Gab Social. You can listen to all our shows from the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Check out the latest articles by The Watchman posted on Dana Glenn Smith and Warn Radio. Expected End, Image of Christ. The expected end and image of Christ is the goal of God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Plain and simple, yet hard to bear, all who are in Christ Jesus will be brought to an expected end. Also, Hosea, startling prophecy with the whore and children. Hosea's startling prophecy. Bring a life lesson using the prophet Hosea, a whore, and children from that union. And you can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to read those articles by The Watchman. And now, I welcome in The Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay. We've had a beautiful beginning of February, but now today we got snow and cold coming in. I have a tendency to blame the news because we were doing fine until the news came out. And then all of a sudden we are in the colder weather and the nation was divided about in two. So we're in the cold part, and of course, from us over the East Coast is in the warm part. Of course, they've been going through a tremendous snowstorm, so they're not exactly warm right now, but it is going to warm up. Supposed to be above normal in that part for February.
Oh, I feel for them.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons that it is so warm out there is because of all the warm bull that's coming out of D.C.
The hot air?
Well, no, the crap. You got to have your boots on.
Yeah.
It is such a load of nonsense and lies. And any president that starts his first day by signing 43 executive orders isn't exactly your buddy.
That's right. But look at it. On the bright side of the cold weather, every day we go through is one day closer to spring. So that's pretty exciting in my book.
Well, listen to this. What a lot of people may not know today, the update is the Biden administration is going to put real permanent razor wire around the Capitol and around the White House.
Are you serious?
Them. Yeah. And according to the latest updates, more troops are arriving in D.C. every day, more National Guard, and they're arriving throughout America. And I was thinking about this today when I heard it, and from the get-go, it sounded like Biden was getting ready to declare martial law. You just pay attention, folks. I give Biden an 80% to a 90% chance of getting this nation to a point, and then he will declare martial law. Then they will start cracking down on guns, and then they will take it to those that have guns, and they will kill them, they will arrest them, they will pass the laws, and you will be in a martial law mess.
I think that there will be civil war before he's able to get the guns.
He's already called up the military. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
He's called up the military.
Well, I hope they
wouldn't. And he's also sent the military. We have our first troops back in Syria now. And he's also warned of a nuclear war with China. And he was warning of the nukes from Iran.
Boy, this is very disturbing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is that the Lord is in charge, but there is a load of baloney coming out of there. And also, the other thing they're going to do, they will go through social media and they will crack down in every way, shape, or form. That's what these people will do. That's
yes,
what they're
they
going to
will.
Do, and they're going to come against people, so you better pay attention to what you're doing, because this thing's going south quick. And Biden set the presidency, the agenda within the first few hours of being in the Oval Office. He had the things already lined up, and the first pictures we got of him was all of the things he was signing on the right-hand side, and he was going to town.
So at any rate, in heaven, that's just crazy.
Well, you know, years ago we came across Pastor Andrew Bunson in the news, and we began talking about him and bringing his story front, because he had been working in Turkey and we was covering missionary stories and stuff. And he's not the only one that got in trouble over in Turkey. There were several of them. Brunson wound up getting connected with a group that had problems with Erdogan over there. Erdogan has had an affinity against the Kurds, the Turkish Kurds. He also hated the Kurds in Syria on their border. And so, of course, he likes the Ottoman Empire. And
Erdogan does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd like to revive that. He's a big caliphate guy from way back. He's not bringing in the Mahdi like Iran. He's bringing in the caliphate to rule a one world caliphate. So that's Erdogan's thing. He would like to get back Jerusalem. That would be his real goal, because of Allenby, who kicked Turkey and the Ottomans out. So at any rate, Pastor Brunson didn't do anything, but he wound up in prison one day. He got arrested and put in prison. And there was a big sweep in 2016 where he was taken. Now, he was the only, that I know of, American pastor that was caught up in that sweep. Later on, there were other Americans that were missionaries over and teachers that had gotten in trouble. And he had established the Izmir Resurrection Church, and they openly shared Christ there in Turkey. And he worked there for 20 years with no problems. And he helped the Syrian refugees, in the name of Christ, which means he's not going to pick out and choose. And because some of them were Kurds, the Turkish government accused them of being connected to the CIA and trying to plot a coup. So he wound up in prison. He was there for, I think, wasn't it 2 years? It was quite a while.
Yes, I believe that's right.
And the Trump administration intervened, and Brunson had said that one day he was in prison. He expected to be there for the rest of his life. He was tremendously, you know, I mean, it was really hard for him to deal with, as you can believe, because he had been working there for 20 years. He'd never had experienced any animosity from the government, anybody else. Now he was facing a long prison term. And then overnight, the Trump administration intervened, and Brunson was sitting next to President Trump virtually the next day. And we all saw that. But the one thing that he's been out talking about, and he did this pretty much right away, and that is, he says that on my return to the U.S. over 2 years ago, for the first time in my life, most of my life I've been focused overseas. For the first time in my life, I have an urgency for this country, for the United States. And not just with this election, it's not precipitated by this election, but has been growing in me these last 2 years. And he says, I believe the pressure that we're seeing in our country now are going to increase. And one of these pressures is going to be hostility towards people who embrace Jesus Christ and his teaching, who are not ashamed to stand for him, he continued. My concern is that we're not ready for this pressure and not prepared, and not being prepared is very, very dangerous on a number of levels. And I'm going to do this, and then we will discuss this. He says, one of the purposes that God had for him in imprisonment was that I learned perseverance at a deeper level again and again, as I was repeatedly broken, and finally he rebuilt me. But one of the purposes he had for me was to learn this perseverance so I could help prepare others to persevere. And, you know, he's confirming, actually, things that we've been warning for many, many years about what was coming to this country. And the fact that America has changed and we have a lot of this stuff going on is not new to me, not new to Tower. I knew about what was going to happen to America many years ago after being told flat out what was going to happen. And the Lord made it clear to me. And so I began over two decades ago with Tower to warn in these last days. Now, we categorically believe, you know, the things that are coming line up with what he says, don't we, Tower?
Oh, for sure. And no matter what we go through in life, God, in all the bitterness and trials and severe pressure that we have in our lives, God will use it in a way to help others and to make us stronger and more reliant on him.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, you know, when you say that, you know, I'm reminded of the fact that we're never alone, that the Lord will make a way for us. And as I've said on previous broadcasts, when Kim Jong-un and his family began persecuting Christians with no mercy, God did not overthrow North Korea. When China finally relented and allowed Christians to build churches and everything and then cracked down again and threw them in jail and burned their churches or knocked them down, God did not stop the communists from doing that in China. In India, where Modi's regime is a populist, radical Hindu movement, the Hindus, the BJP party, have sworn this year that they would rid the country, India, of all Christians and Muslims by December of this year. And last time I checked, India has not been overthrown by the Lord to stop them from that agenda. We find the same thing around the world. In many, many areas, Christians are persecuted, they're chased, they're thrown in prison, they face immoral judgment, they face, kangaroo courts, and anything to get them shut up, anything to get them put away in a prison somewhere. And so in America, you know, when we see, the choice that President Trump offered this country, which was to make America great, he was always seen with Christians, pastors praying for him. He did one of the, he had some of the greatest numbers for blacks, Hispanics, and other races, as well as the rest of us who, enjoyed that. We had people from the Democrats and from many arenas of life joining him to make America great, and Christian pastors of all race, creeds, and colors were always glad to be at his side. Now, see, America decided that they would cheat at an election. Now, this is not all America, but this is the left-wingers in the Democratic Party. Biden is culpable, and so are all those that he has in there, some of the greatest group of left-wingers we've ever seen, and they have openly rejected it. Biden openly pushes late-term abortion. And just the other day, a voice out of the Catholic Church, not the official Rome, I think it was an archbishop who said that Biden's soul is in danger. Well, the soul of America is in danger. So are the kids. It's called blood guilt. I stand against what's happening. But see, America chose Biden and the left-wing racist ideologues who are using their attempt at racist and, against everything. Biden is heralding that he has so many different races, in his cabinet and, in his whole workings. But, Trump is surrounded with all kinds of people breaking racial barriers and sexual barriers and everything else, and he appointed them all. So Biden's a little late to come to the party. The liberal left wing also conspired, and this includes Facebook, and Veritas has got some very incriminating evidence against Facebook and what their attempt is to try to continue this purge of Christians. So when we read about Pastor Bunsen and this animosity, it is true. It's here right now, and it will get worse.
Yes, it will. That's very disturbing. It's sad, but you know that the United States would not be exempt when we see it happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. It's happening in every country.
Yeah, and we do this. About every week, we're covering this. And, it's true. And the one thing that will make the difference is a lot of money goes out of this country to help nonprofits like Franklin Graham and Barnabas Aid and many, many others to help our brethren overseas. And if the devil succeeds through the Biden administration and others to shut down the Christian voices in America, then that will have a profound global effect on the ability to help others.
Yeah, that's... Oh.
And that's just the way it is.
Well, now, we are living in the last days, the last of the last days, and we know this stuff is going to come to pass.
Well, a little news out of Iran, Mary Mohammadi, who happens to be an Iranian Christian convert, you can tell that by her last name because that's the way they actually name them over there. And so she was arrested again And she's been in and out of prison for her identity as a Christian and outspoken activist. Now, see, when these, when a lot of these former Muslims get saved, they're just like on fire. They don't, you know, there's the Spirit of God that is just burning them up, you know, so they speak it. And so the morality police arrested her. Isn't that a good name for them? Morality? And she improperly wore her hijab, and her pants were too tight. Her coat was unbuttoned, and they charged her with the same accusations not too long ago. And they gave her 6 months in jail for being a member of a local church. I mean, it sounds like they follow her around everywhere.
It sounds like it.
You know, and of course, they noticed that her pants were too tight. And makes you wonder where their eyes were at. And
I can't imagine that her pants were too tight. Maybe it, I think they just didn't, I don't know. What do I know about that? I think it wasn't probably loose enough for what they like. They want them to look, or they want them to wear what looks to me like a tent where you can't see any body part at all.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she's been arrested 3 times, and she can't even get back to a regular life in Iran. And that's the way it is. They pester them so bad. That's also the way China and the communists carry out their agenda against Christians. You know, if you're looking for peace, you know, being a Christian can find you in a lot of trouble. And then coming out of Kenya, there is a woman by the name Bulero, who experienced a vision of Jesus Christ. And in that vision, he called for her to follow him when she was doing her Muslim evening prayers. And her husband thought that she was possessed, but she was curious to know who Jesus was. So she inquired about her visions to her Christian neighbor for hours praying. She knew Jesus was real and put her complete faith in him. And suddenly a neighbor knocked on the door, and he discovered she was praying as a Christian and left immediately. And when she went back to her husband, he beat her up pretty bad. And he went inside the house, came back with a knife, and started cutting my mouth. And he says, "I'm punishing you to not speak about Yeshua in my house." Her screams along with her cries alarmed the neighbors, who stopped the attack. He divorced her on the spot and threatened her he would kill her if she did not leave. She miscarried her 13-week-old baby. And she lives now with a Christian family. But this is in Kenya. And, of course, these are tribal areas. And, you know, you look at this, both of these, and it makes you understand the difference between Christianity in the Western world and the Christianity there. When Christ said, "Your enemies will be those of your own family," and he says, "You cannot love your mother, brother, sister, or father more than me. If you do, you're not worthy of me." And you really see that with these stories.
You do.
And so, you know, continue to pray for these areas. Now, those stories came out of International Christian Concern, and they're another nonprofit that we do recommend. And so if you're looking for a place to donate funds to, International Christian Concern is a good organization, as is Barnabas Aid, Franklin Graham Samaritan Purse, and these are just a couple of them. And so this is what we do on this program as advocates. We bring this up, we talk to you about these people, urge you to pray for them and to support ministries with boots on the ground. Now see, if we have tremendous persecution of Christians and throwing out everything that our country was formed on, then we're in big trouble. But so are a lot of other people, because this country is not going to stand if you destroy it. And nobody is going to take up the reign here. This thing will be so lawless, you won't be able to live here. But besides that, we've got a message, and Tower's going to take this up. I'll let you tell her about it. This is another warning on America and warning Biden.
This is a story from the Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. Now we're all familiar with him. He's the author of the best-selling prophetic book, The Harbinger and The Harbinger Part 2, The Return. And in this 13-minute video, he shares a warning to Biden and to America. And he starts the video out with the prophetic warning from President George Washington 232 years ago. The propitious smiles of heaven cannot be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right from heaven itself has ordained. And so Cahn explains, in other words, if America follows the ways of God, his eternal rules of order and right, the blessings of God would remain upon us. And he goes on to say, on January 20th, 2021, another presidential inauguration takes place in the nation's capital city, named after the first president, that has become a military zone. For the first time in American history, a presidential inauguration is devoid of people. Instead of a jubilant crowd, 25,000 American troops stand guard over the National Mall, in which flags stand in for the missing people. And barbed wire surrounds the halls of American government. There is no war. There is no overt threat from beyond its borders. Rather, the threat comes from within. And he goes on to say, division infects the land as does a plague that keeps its citizens masked and locked in their houses, as the nation's functioning for the large part has been paralyzed. For months, America's cities have seen protests, riots, doors and windows shuttered, buildings set on fire, and the nation's most revered edifices of government, the Capitol building, taken over by an angry mob with the nation's leaders fleeing for safety. And so the prophetic warning that was given on that day, that first inauguration, the smiles of heaven are being removed from this land. And so the question must be asked, have we then disregarded the eternal rules of order and right that heaven has ordained? And he clearly answers yes. America, as did ancient Israel at the height of its prosperity, has turned away from God. We've driven him out of our public squares, out of our schools, and out of our culture, out of our lives, as did ancient Israel. In place of his absence, we have let in other gods and have served them. We've rejected his ways and embraced the ways of immorality. We've called evil good and good evil. As did ancient Israel, we've lifted up the most innocent among us, our babies, and shed their blood. Israel sacrificed thousands of its children. We've sacrificed millions, tens of millions of unborn children who are not here this day, this inaugural day, because we took their lives and their silent screams ascend to heaven, and their blood is on our hands. We pass down rulings from Washington, D.C. that war against the eternal laws of heaven and human life, human nature, gender, marriage. We have indoctrinated our children against the ways of God. And he continues with his challenge to Biden. You have called for unity and peace, but how can a nation have unity and peace when it is turned against the God who brought it into existence? How can a nation have unity and peace when we have no unity and peace with God? We are a house divided against itself, and a house divided cannot stand. He then challenged Biden about placing his left hand on the Bible, the Word of God, and then with his right hand signing laws into existence that war against his word. How does one sign the sign of the cross and sign decrees raging against the God, against what God has so clearly set forth in his word concerning life and death, holiness and sin, righteousness and immorality, good and evil? And to you, Mr. President, and all who have joined you in this agenda, from the Vice President to the leaders of the Senate and the House, and all who sit in halls of power and have embraced this agenda, heed this warning. This day will pass. The applause of men will fade. This administration will inevitably be over. The world will pass away, but you will stand before God and give account. For it is written in his word that we will each stand before God and give account. And you can find that on social media, or probably CBN News, CBN.com, to read the full story or listen to the full video. But he's right, Dana, you know it? And we've known this for a long time.
Yes, we have. And matter of fact, I just republished one of our articles on the sins of Tophet, which is blood guilt. And we've talked about that. I've taught about this for many, many years. It's a subject that Tower and I have covered many times. There will be judgment on the blood. And this is exactly what Jonathan Kahn is talking about. And we also reported when Jonathan Kahn and there was a couple of others who had major rallies to pray for this nation, to pray that Trump would win the election. And Jonathan Kahn was the one in his own thing. There was a lot of people coming forth and prophesying good things. But Jonathan Kahn, when he prayed, and he was using the shofar before, he had prayed that the will of the Lord would be done. He didn't pray specifically saying, Lord, we want Trump to win. It's your will. Which is very, very important here. Because we may want one thing, but you're going to get another. This is judgment. And I have waited for this particular moment for a year and a half because I knew well in advance that this election would be the one that would determine the beginning of a judgment. And that judgment began with Biden. And God gave America 4 years of a guy by the name of Donald Trump, who was a businessman, who was not a politician, who simply wanted to make America great. He loved America that much. And he did historic things, but he was hounded from the beginning clear to the end. We know for a fact, and even Dershowitz vouched for this, that the liberal news media, when they covered Trump's last speech, and where everybody left his speech and then the Capitol was breached, that he had called for peace and to be peaceful, just to, you know, not to enter, not to do anything. But when the liberal media was covering it, they had cut out that part of the video. And Dershowitz, who is a Democrat himself, has been standing up talking about that. We've stated it for years, that the news media only gives part of the story.
That's right.
And as Dershowitz said himself, he said, "Now I know the difference, but the rest of America don't, because these news media cut it out and wouldn't tell the full story." And that is... now today, after the 4 years and America's rejection and the lies and the plots of those who want to get rid of Trump, after all of that, and especially this final push by Pelosi and the Democrats to impeach Trump a second time, impeach him when he's no longer in office, do anything they can to get back because they want vengeance and blood. This is the beginning of judgment, and it will not go easy. It will not go easy for anybody. But especially when this is done, the ones responsible will have blood on their hands, not just for trying to overthrow a country, but for the babies and the legislation that Biden signed the very first day, along with everything else. And he promoted abortion, late-term abortion, funding Planned Parenthood. And that's just the beginning. And I thank God for people like both of these men that we've talked about this morning. I think it's very important for us to understand that Pastor Brunson and Jonathan Cahn both had something to say about America and what is coming.
That's right.
And it's time for you to pay a heed and listen. Prepare yourself. I would rather not have this, but this is the way it is. Now, CBN had an article asking a question, will Biden close Christian colleges? And the reason that came up is because now that you have a leftist president in there, Biden, who did more than anything, Trump only signed, I think, three or four things when he, on his first day, and the other presidents didn't do many either. But Biden signed 43 or 44 of them on the first day. So that tells you the course that Biden's going to be taking. And right now is the result within 3 days into February. We haven't even gotten a full month of his reign yet, and he's already signed legislation that have made thousands upon thousands of Americans unemployed. And this is not a good thing. They've also talked about prosecuting and pursuing Trump supporters and Christians and conservatives. Veritas, as I said earlier, has actually recorded, because of someone that was in the conversation, of Zuckerberg plotting to do things because he likes the way Biden's doing things. So make no mistake, there is evil in this nation. There's evil at the highest levels of this country. Now, when we're talking about closing Christian colleges, I want to make something personal clear. And before I got into the ministry, I went to Bible school. I graduated. But there's one thing graduation doesn't do. It doesn't give you the anointing of God. And it doesn't prepare you anymore for the ministry, except giving you some book learning. In other words, there's a higher accreditation than man, a higher accreditation than Christian colleges. It is called the anointing of God and His Spirit in us. Now that is my word to you.
Amen.
So a prominent LGBT rights group is trying to persuade Joe Biden that adopting guidelines that they want is just the key for the country. Now, when you adapt those things, this particular blueprint that they want is detailed, which these leftists, they know what they're doing. Policy positions, recommendations, department by department. And it's centered on making it impossible for Christian colleges who want to follow a biblical mandate in their colleges, like the one I went to. It was biblical. There, we had rules there. And it would make it impossible for them to continue. And if a college or school lost its accreditation because they were doing things that this new agenda didn't want, like, for instance, if you were a Christian college and believed that marriage is between a man and a woman, you could lose your accreditation and you would have to close. Now, this is exactly what they want. And, of course, this here doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or a Jew or whatever you may be, because they can put the language down where they can shut anybody they don't like. And so, would this happen? If you give them a chance, yeah, this could happen. Because the stench of the whore of Babylon, Mystery Babylon, and Revelation 17 is all over America and its government today. The stench, the filth, the lies, and the leftists who want it that way. We are divided. And there are lots of believers out there that are starting to wake up. And it will pull the Christian church together. And though they slay us, yet will we trust in Him, the Lord, who saved us and delivered us. To the glory of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. But we will stand, having done all to stand, as Paul says. And we will stand, as Revelation 12:11 says. For we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives all unto the death. We will not give in to your wickedness. We will not give in to your slaughter of babies. We will not give in to your horrendous filthiness that you are trying to promote as holiness. And so for that, and Tower and I both are well familiar with Christian colleges, we've had a good indoctrination into them.
Yes, we have. And amen. See, the one thing that's disturbing about this thing that these LGBTQ are doing, they're trying to put this under the guise of science. And so when they don't meet these scientific standards, they want them to lose their accreditation.
Well, yeah, and that's also screwed science. That's,
yeah.
You know, that can come across as abortion and any number of things,
it's
including
perverted
marriage.
And against God.
And also genders. And I forgot who it was, the United Nations. There was somebody today, a big organization that had gender ID, and they had 107 different things on gender.
That is ridiculous. That is stupidity.
Now, I've seen that before, but I, for the life of me, I don't know where they get 100 of them, but
Me either. What are they?
I have no idea. But, you know, I mean, I've seen the article title, and I've seen it before. You know, I actually looked into the article, and they did have everything that nuts.
It's insane.
And I can't remember the exact organization that it was, but nobody's doing it yet. But there are people, you ask them, they've even got non-gendered people today, and that's how they identify. There's no such thing as a non-gender. You're born into this world male or female, whether you like it or not.
All I can do is shake my head. Dear God in
well,
heaven.
Well, I'm non-gender. Well, you know, whatever.
Oh, Lord, help us. We're in deep trouble.
Now, you know, you and I have been reporting on Nigeria. And for the first time, the U.S. State Department has listed Nigeria on the watch list of a particular concern. I find this kind of funny because Nigeria has been a mess for years.
Yeah.
And
now they're just getting that?
Well, remember that it was Trump who appointed a regular person to
watch it.
Nobody else had done it. So I don't know if he's going to last or not. Probably not. I don't know what the Biden administration will do. But there's 9 other countries that join Nigeria. They're accused of engaging in or tolerating systematic, ongoing, egregious violations of religious freedom. Now, that's according to Mike Pompeo, which has run into some issues himself from China, who doesn't like him very well. They had put some kind of restrictions on him. And I noticed today that Pompeo was still engaging in rhetoric with China today. because he doesn't trust them. But see, the thing of it is that we can say, we can tell you, okay, number one is North Korea. Number two is China. Number three is India. Number four is Pakistan. Number five is Nigeria. And then you have Burkina Faso. And, you know, I mean, you can go on. I mean, we know Iran's another one. I mean, give me a break. You know, as far as countries, you know, engaging in and tolerating systematic ongoing violation of religious freedom, they're all over the place. So when you look at persecution of Christians and persecution of those, see, China is one of the largest persecutor of Christians in the world. And they also persecute the Uyghur Muslims, keeping them, have kept them for years in concentration camps, used them as slave labor, and they've even the accusations have even come forth that they've used some of them to take away certain body parts to sell them on the open market or use them for.
They're also sterilizing the women, probably the men as well.
Yeah.
To stop their population growth.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this is what Biden and Hunter, you know, Biden and his son, they went to China and Hunter got some money from him. I think he's still on the board of one of those things he was on, you know, the companies. But they want to redo things with China. And, of course, then one of the military chiefs came out to say and said, I think we're going to have to, we will engage in a nuclear war with China. And then, of course, another word came out today also as well, or yesterday, it was about Iran's getting ready. They will soon have enough to create an atomic bomb over there. And so we've got a real issue here. And the reason we know it is because Iran said that if Israel tries anything, they will annihilate him. And Israel said they're not going to get the bomb. We will strike first. And so we've got some major issues. Trump was pro-Israel all the way. Trump and his team have been nominated for you know, Peace Prize for their work in the Middle East on the Abrahamic Accords, which were historical. Now, nobody else in America, the liberal media, cares about it. Because they hate, Ilhan Omar hates Israel. So we've got people that are in our government that absolutely loathe Israel. So we've got a mess here. And as Christians, we support Israel. Absolutely, positively.
Amen. Yes, we do.
And we also support the Christians in Iran. We don't hate Iran or Iranian people, but we're going to support Israel. And we do not support the Ayatollah who openly puts up with. Matter of fact, he was the one that called for us. We reported this many years ago when he called out the people there, the Republican Guard, among others, their Secret Service, that they needed to crack down on Christians. But Christianity was growing too much in their Iranian kingdom there of Muslims. A lot of Muslims were getting saved. Well, see, that's what God does. He does save Muslims, and we have reported on this quite a bit. And one that we talk about a lot, you know, is Bibles for the Mideast, all former Muslims. Nothing like saving your enemy. That's what God did with Paul. Paul's causing a lot of trouble. Son, get down there and save him. So Paul got saved and woke up.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, we've got a little bit more. And you ready, Tower?
Sure. This story is about captives rescued from Boko Haram. And among these captives that were rescued were Chibok girls, but it does not mention Leah Sherabu, so we don't know what is going on with her. And only one of the girls was named, and they're still trying to find out if there was any other Chibok girls among the rescue. And this came from a military source that told the Nigerian news publication called The Cable that the rescue followed a series of military operations in the Sambeza forest, and they've been able to free hundreds of captives, so that is good news. And there are many other girls who are still trying to find out where they were stolen from. And they're made up of a variety of women abducted by Boko Haram terrorists. Secretary of the Chibok Parents Association said he also had information that some of the girls had escaped but had not yet ascertained the number. We heard that some of the girls have escaped from the forest but are yet to get details about their number. And according to CNN, one girl, her father called her father to say she and others had managed to flee Boko Haram militants, and her father said she asked me, "Is this my daddy? Is this my daddy?" And she started crying. The crying was so much, and I couldn't hear her very well. I was crying too. I never expected to hear from her again. So that's an amazing story. She was this other girl, Hiawa. She was apparently a Muslim, was kidnapped with her stepsister, who was rescued by the troops with a baby from a Boko Haram commander in 2016. Some 276 girls were abducted, and until today, at least 112 have been missing for almost 7 years after the Boko Haram militants stormed the school and kidnapped the girls. This is hard to believe that they've been missing for 7 years, Dana.
Well, 7 years is a long time.
It sure is.
And last word we've had a number of words on Leah Sherboon. We followed her for years.
We're still trying to follow her and get information.
And, you know, she needs to be, she was really strong in the Lord. Other girls said that she was still alive. You know, these people do this. They just, you know, when you talk about, you know, people dying, you know, there is a lot of these girls that are taken into captivity like that, and there's a lot of just regular people, you know, in various parts of the country, wherever they're at, you know, in Nigeria, people trying to carry on their life, and you have these radical Islamists come in and they steal their daughters. And just like in another one we're talking about, it's the Democratic Republic of Congo. They have a major war going on there. And this is a country in the Congo that is 95% Christians. So the people that are getting killed are Christians. Now, Open Doors senior analyst for Freedom of Religion and Belief in Sub-Saharan Africa says the killing of innocent civilians on an almost daily basis is an underreported tragedy. Since December 31st, more than 100 people have died. And so these are the kind of things that are going on. And the Christian community is being attacked by Islamic extremist group with a clear Islamic expansionist agenda. And this is where the world has ignored it time and time again.
That's sad. That is really tragic.
And so there's a lot to that. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that's going on worldwide. So make no mistake, you know, when you're really looking at issues here and you look at America, understand that we have people that have an agenda to take America over at any cost. And that's what they've done. That's what they think right now. And they are scared of Donald Trump and him coming back. They are afraid of patriots. And they're afraid of Christians. Because they know that those who voted for Trump were really about 80 million people. A lot of these people know what happened, but they ain't going to say. They will win at any cost. But that also puts the bar up. They will also lose at any cost.
That's right.
Because there are those in this country that will fight back. And the fact that Biden has surrounded himself with razor wire, he's called out the National Guard early, he called in for more troops, and I heard today, you know, and this is on social media and some of it, that he had called up the Army, and which you can't put on the street because of certain limitations. You know, I think I was thinking of the Posse Comitatus, but at any rate, they're not supposed to be doing that. But Biden has done that. Now, of course, they've got these military in a lot of the cities in America. So it wouldn't take much for any reason for Biden to call martial law. And we warned about this when the Bush White House, after 9/11, put forth the documents to create an unmitigated red flag event, which makes the president a virtual dictator in there, which is really what Biden's been acting like anyway, but without the Army. And so you get the Army in there, and it's going to be a full-blown mess. Now, the question of it is, will the Army shoot American citizens? Well, I can tell you from being out of the 60s, at Kent State, they did kill the kids. And we will remember that forever because we were kids too, and we watched it. We know what the 60s were like.
Don't want to go back to those days. Don't.
No, we don't. So we have discussed about America. We've discussed the dangers to America and to martial law and what Biden is doing behind the scenes. We've discussed a lot of these things for a reason, and we've also brought it up and compared it with some of the examples of Christian persecution that has been ongoing all these years. Make no mistake, Christians in America and the West, it's not just going to be America. It will be the UK. It will be through all of the EU. You know, it'll hit every country eventually. This is what's going to happen.
Hey, there was something that you told me about yesterday, about all those things Biden was signing.
Yeah.
That it wasn't his signature on them.
Well, that came up. That came up again today. And people have been wondering about the signature because there was people that were talking about it. I read it from a guy who specializes in signatures, and he was waiting for the documents to come up because they have to put them up. And he had come across some of the signatures, and he said, Biden's signature is so bad you can't even read it. And there was others who were, you know, I mean, they were talking about the signature, that the signature on all of the things that he was signing is really not his signature. And they were also talking about a signature stamp. I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to come out. But, you know, that's just the way it is. They figured nobody would care. So, I mean, I don't know. That's just what was in the news. And, you know, nothing you can do about it. Someone up there has to take care of it. You and I can't.
Nothing's surprising anymore.
No, nothing is. Nothing is surprising at all. We're going to have to get out of here, too.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We love you. We pray for you. We sure do appreciate all you do for the Lord. May God richly bless you and keep you safe. Good night.
Well, good night, everybody. Don't forget to go by warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Visit our websites, read the articles, listen to the shows, share them with your friends. Help us to get the word out. This is The Watchman. Shalom. Have a good night. Be safe, folks. Look out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.